At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at Monday.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
This is the Bob Brothers New and Improved. We talking mostly movies now. After Summer and Hours, me and Tony decided it's mostly going to be a movie podcast. We did our sports. We might rank some cereals and things of the
like.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Music stuff.
Music stuff, but we love movies.
Movies.
Me and Tony love movies.
And they always coming out.
And they always coming
cereal
out.
Cereal be falling off, man.
Yeah.
I ain't been passionate about cereal in a long time. I'm passionate about movies all the time.
All the time. So this is a little bit delayed because we was on summer break, but we talking The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan's, dare I say, epic?
This was an epic.
This might be his most epic.
It's 3 hours.
3 hours. Didn't feel like it, though.
It didn't feel like 3 hours.
And that's, I done seen some 3 hour movies that felt like Avatar. I was like, splash again,
man.
Swim again.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
I didn't even watch that.
It felt like 17 hours. It felt like a full work shift week, part time at McDonald's. That movie was long, man. It wasn't that it was bad. I just felt every millisecond.
Every morsel.
I was
every
in that
frame.
Theater like, God bless America. And I could take a long movie.
So can I.
But man.
I remember Martin Scorsese, The Irishman. It felt long, but it felt, what I didn't like about that movie, before we get into The Odyssey, that felt like two movies. Because Jimmy Hoffa didn't come in for like an hour.
And once he came in, he reinvigorated the
1,000%.
Energy. 1,000%. That was Al Pacino's best performance in a long time.
I agree.
I was like,
I just didn't buy him stomping somebody out at 70 plus.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody was too old, man. Jimmy Hoffa was... Al Pacino was older than Jimmy Hoffa was at that time.
When he died.
Yeah. So it's like, come on.
Yeah. Spoilers. Also, Bob Brothers, if we're reviewing something, know this, know it now. Do not watch us if you ain't seen it.
Yes, please.
We spoiling. This is for people who have seen The Odyssey. Initial thoughts, Tony the Becker.
Oh, initial thoughts on The Odyssey?
Initial thoughts.
It lived up to the hype.
Were you okay with the Black Helen of Troy?
Man, listen,
the woke left, listen. And the trans actor?
They were so mad.
You got a black fictional character.
Elliot Page is Achilles. Shut
and
up.
Lupita, Helen of Troy is not historically accurate. How is Elliot Page playing Achilles? Nobody ever said that. Nobody ever
he
said
He was never
that.
Achilles.
He not playing. Achilles ain't even in the movie. Shut the hell up. Y'all talking about a movie you ain't even seen.
Tough.
And the craziest thing is Elliot Page killed.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, killed.
Yes. Elliot Page made the most. People made the most of their time in this movie.
Everybody except Charlize Theron.
Oh, Charlize's. They could have replaced her with.
I just wasn't.
She been seeming bored the whole rollout too. Like when you, I don't know if you was keeping up with like.
I was keeping up
all the press rollouts
for sure.
Everybody
interviews and stuff.
Looked alive and happy and invested.
Yeah,
Charlize looked sad and like bored and just like stay on my island, y'all. But you're not really selling me on the stay on the island.
I was. Man, yeah, Lotus Flower, Lotus Miguel Flowers. Made that song with Wale. That's too good of a song for, she just like, Calypso and Odysseus supposed to be in love.
Right.
He supposed to not want to leave because he can't leave her.
Right.
She was like, all right, man.
He's supposed to be loving it up. And then at night, he's sitting on the rocks like, I'm missing something.
Yes.
That's how it was supposed to. They didn't paint that picture.
At all. He just seemed disoriented, and she just feel like, I don't know. I don't know where the map is.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Put some flowers on that salad. Yeah, just, it accentuates the taste.
Get the lotus flower.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But other than her,
yeah,
everybody delivered. Go ahead. You said
Travis Scott delivered?
Two people.
Here's my thing, man. I feel like Kev is being too hard on Travis Scott simply because he's Travis Scott. If that was an actor nobody knew, that would have just rolled right past. And be like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they gave him nothing to do, and I feel like he did nothing well.
He did nothing well?
Yeah.
Or he did nothing well?
They didn't give him nothing to do.
He was just out there talking, man.
He was the
man.
First person you heard in the movie.
I know.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I think I was just irritated immediately.
That's what you just didn't like the fact that it was Travis Scott.
Nah, I didn't come in with no, like, I'm going to dislike Travis Scott. Yeah. I just felt like I knew I was looking at Travis Scott. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. he just feel like he wasn't in there with them in the Odyssey times. I just felt like I was looking at Travis Scott saying stuff versus, like, the Bard. Like, when Kendrick Lamar or Mos Def or Queen Latifah or Ice-T, Tupac,
yeah,
various rappers turned actors, you'll be like, oh, they are playing a character. Even if the role is little.
Right.
I felt like I was watching Travis Scott just say the line. Okay. And that could have been anybody, McGee.
I feel like who looks like they could have been of that time is Yasin Bey.
He would have been great.
He'd have been a great in that role.
He would have been perfect.
I'd be like, yo, it looked like he really lived in that time.
Yes.
You
like
know what I'm saying?
Dolce. She's a theatrical rapper.
I would have saw Dolce.
Now I think she could have blended in. I think you need a little more theater. The theater part of your rapping ability more than your rapping ability.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know enough about Travis Scott to really say anything.
Here's the thing. Bygones be bygones.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't irritate me like, oh. I was just like, man, watch out. That's how I felt like, all right, bro.
I was just like, don't fuck it all up. I was just looking at him, don't fuck it all up to where he was just like, oh, God. Just blend in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just,
it wasn't terrible. I'm being harsh.
Just don't ruin it.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, we'll keep going initially on the initial tier.
Oh, so on the initial. So anytime you got Christopher Nolan's name attached, the hype goes up automatically, no matter what he does. So now you got the Odyssey, this stuff we all had to read in high school. You know, everybody, not everybody, of course, but a lot of people know about the Odyssey somewhat, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It has a long film pedigree, so it was like, oh, he tackling this.
Yeah.
He'll put that Christopher Nolan on it.
Yep.
And then the cast was super stacked.
Yes.
So it's just like, man, is it going to live up to the cast, the director? He coming off of Oppenheimer. He coming off of Best Picture, Best Director win.
Yes.
So
this movie was hyped from announcement.
Yes.
Like, before
completely they were shot on IMAX.
Did you see that thing where they was like, I couldn't look directly at you. I had to like have a mirror set up.
Yes.
Thing like, yep. The fact that they turned those type of performances in speaking to a mirror a lot of time on the one-on-one scenes.
Right.
That's a level of acting that's really hard. I think one thing I would struggle with that and like being on a green screen for me would be hard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I feel like if I was
on the talk to the tennis ball.
Man, I feel like I would struggle with that. If I was on set, like they was on that ship for real, I feel like I could get into that
for
character.
Sure.
But like, you know, a lot of Marvel movies is like motion capture suits, green screen.
We on the moon, y'all. Yeah. It was just all green screen tennis balls. And you give it like, don't you do this to me. Looking at the tennis ball, full tears and emotion. Crying your heart out to the tennis ball. But like, I was just like, yo, in IMAX, and they had to do it in three-minute increments.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They had to reload the film. You can only get 3 minutes, so you can't be out here fucking up the lines.
Oh, snap.
So it's like, we ain't got unlimited, all right, you know, retake.
Oh,
it's like, yo,
dang.
3 minutes, we got to reload that big-ass canister.
I didn't know they had to
so
reload.
It was coming in like, you know, damn near theater.
For sure.
You gotta nail it.
Yeah.
Okay. As an actor, theater is more rewarding, so I'm sure they appreciated having everything down.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? And so, but then, you know, so the hype, the buildup, the hate, You know what I'm saying? Is he gonna nail it? The box office gross is 250 million.
Speaking
everything was sky high.
Box office nerd time.
Yeah.
Box office nerd. Tony, run the numbers. 2 weekends. We was talking yesterday about the drop offs. Give the people the box office nerd skinny.
So I'm a nerd y'all up.
This is gonna be the most recurring segment we have is Tony Fultism.
Full nerd
box office nerd time.
Let me nerd out. So the Odyssey, they anticipated. So usually they do like a tracking thing. So based on early ticket sales, all that, we know about early ticket sales. Buy early, y'all. You know, even for the big movies, they want people to buy early so they can kind of track how a movie's going to do. It's going to have a lot of walk up. So the Odyssey, they was like, all right, it's going to do about 80 to 100 million. That's where it was tracking.
Okay.
So as the opening date gets closer, some films may fall or rise depending on. So once Friday comes in, they'd be like, all right, that's tracking at, you know.
Yeah.
The tracking kept going up throughout the weekend. Mm. We looking at 110, y'all. We looking at 120, y'all. It just kept going up, which means good word of mouth. People are enjoying it. People are invested. So it performed way above initial expectations. So it did like 120 something domestically opening weekend. Worldwide, it was already at 300 and something. So the second weekend, so it made 123 first weekend, domestic. 90 million second weekend.
Domestic.
Domestic. So it went from 123 to 90 million. That's a 27% drop on a movie that opened over 100 million.
Okay, so give us the...
Movies that open that big are not going to have a drop off that low. Like if you have an opening weekend of 17 million... You can have a slow drop off, but like when you open that big, that many people came.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, we coming back, or we just waited. Oh, y'all said all this. Let me go see it. So a 27% drop is one of the best second weekend drops.
So what is like a range of a normal 100 million? What would you say? Okay, that's regular. What 50, percentage?
50%. You looking at 50 plus on the drop off
is the norm.
Let's look at Christopher Nolan.
Let's nerd it up, baby.
Let's look at his normal. Let's look at The Dark Knight Rises, right?
While he's looking the numbers up, you should always nerd out about something, guys. Nerd out about something. Sports, comic books, box office movies.
Yes.
Paint swatches.
I love people nerding out on
On your stuff. Cosplay, anime, bread.
Be nerds, y'all. Dark Knight Rises opened to 160 million, had a 61% drop the second weekend.
Dang.
61%. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
So let's look at The Dark Knight, which I feel held on. It had longer legs than The Dark Knight Rises because it's a better movie. I stand on that.
I agree.
I stand on that. So Dark Knight did 158 million opening weekend, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. By the way, at that time, it dropped 53% the second weekend.
So is this his best second week drop off?
This best second weekend, you know what I'm saying? And then the haters are still like, well, the IMAX tickets are more expensive. They're making all the excuses. They're fudging the numbers. They're paying for these numbers. They just do not want.
People are going at 3 a.m. still.
I saw it at 7 a.m.
Tony texted me. He was going. I was like, yo, when have you seen Odyssey? I want to talk about it. He was like, 7 a.m. I sent laughing emoji. And then he texted me the next day at 10:15, like, yo, that was good. I was like, nigga, you really went
at 7 a.m. And that's the move, y'all. I got the movie out the way. I had the whole day after that. I
could not believe you got up.
I did.
What time did you have to get up to get down to the theater?
About 6:30.
6:30.
I just did a face wash, you know, wash my mouth.
Straight over to the theater,
man. And I tried to be on time because I thought, because I've been reading that they weren't trailers at all.
Yeah, they... So not I was for the scrambling. Yeah, straight
it
up.
It was mad trailers. It was mad trailers. I was like, man, I'll be trying to avoid trailers, although I did see a good one.
Yeah, the other mommy.
The other mommy.
See, I'm going to watch it. Tone for the pod. I'm going to watch Scary Movie.
Man, that movie looked creepy as hell. All right, so Oppenheimer, which was Chris's last movie, it dropped 43%.
Dang. Okay.
Second weekend. You know, and that movie held well.
Yeah. It was out here.
And so now once you see a weekend drop that low, it'll probably be bigger than his third weekend because now Spider-Man is coming out.
Yep.
So that's going to affect, you know, numbers. For sure,
brand new day, which we'll be covering.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll probably watch
Thursday's episode. Yeah, Thursday's episode. So where's it out right now?
So right now, you know what I'm saying? You know,
as we record this.
Take the devil out of this, but it's sitting at $666 million worldwide.
Take the devil out.
Yeah, you got to take
You think it's going to cross a billion?
Yes.
For sure.
It's tracking over a billion. Some people have said 1.3, 1.5. So.
That's the big goal.
That's living up to the hype, man.
For sure.
And people making all kind of excuses like, it's only doing this because the stars and the budget.
Man, watch out.
Star-studded movies bomb all the time.
Bomb atomically.
Moana cost $250. It's bombing.
Oh, big bomb.
Supergirl, $170. Huge
they
bomb.
I feel like, and we're going to come back to Odyssey, I feel like they rushed the live-action Moana.
They did.
You just came Moana 2 like 3 years ago. It's too early to go live action. I feel like I just saw Moana.
Moana 2 literally just came out.
It just came out and we.
Cool animation.
Bruh.
And I get it. It made mad money.
It did, but it's like, I don't feel like I'm missing out on nothing.
Lilo and Stitch worked because Lilo and Stitch came out.
Early 2000, like right?
Early 2000.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you get the nostalgia. You get it's a long time since we've seen Stitch.
We just saw that made Moana. Sense. Yes.
Moana just came out. Let's get the live action going.
I feel like y'all just being like, stars, McGee. And it ain't happening. All right, moving on. Favorite scenes.
Ooh, favorite scenes in the Odyssey, man. For one, I want to highlight the ending.
Oh.
The ending stuck the landing.
Tony, when that nigga Odysseus pulled that bow down, and boom, Tony, I wanted to run through a wall. It was like as a musician, I don't know this true music theory people, correct me. It felt like a resolving chord, like doo-doo, boom. And when they were like setting it up, I was like, oh, he does that for the hunt. He did it a few times throughout the movie.
Right.
When he did that last one, I pulled my own sword out of my the way Anne Hathaway turned around, like, that's my baby daddy, y'all.
Right.
I know that boom. Ain't nobody else boomed this in 20 years.
Boom.
Ain't nobody boomed me in 20 years.
Man.
That's my baby's father. Because ain't nobody did it. He looked like, I said, let's go.
She didn't even look back. She went in there, closed up shop. She knew it was about to go down.
Closed the doors. Marvin Sapp
closed
came out.
Closed the doors.
Closed the doors.
Yeah, he went to work.
Oh,
he went to
Tom,
work.
Tom, when I tell you, you know what character I would have been in there?
Huh.
You see them people who bent the knee before he even finished fight? Hey, man, you know, the way this is going,
welcome back,
I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, Odysseus got it. The way things are going, let me go both knees. I ain't even go eye
both
contact.
Knees?
Tom, they was like, that's him. Because they were fighting at first, and they was like, nah.
Nah, man, that's really him, y'all.
He's kind of killing everybody, y'all.
I've been tying my shoe the whole fight. Like, man, I can't get my shoe tied. These sandals is tripping, man. You can't get your sandals tied? Like, what are we doing?
Watch out.
With no weapons?
Man, he was out here no weapon. Nah, bro, it's good.
Good, man.
We lost. You know you ain't one of the suitors, no way.
Yeah.
You're not going to beat Antinous.
I can never get his name correct.
Robert Pattinson is number one. Corey Hawkins is probably number two.
Yep.
They getting the draws. I can't beat him.
Yeah. So I'm going to just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Y'all got it.
Put on Boys to Men on Bended Knee. Cue that up. That's my favorite song.
You got it. You got it. It's coming.
Yeah, man. But I like the fact that, because I went in semi, like, coming in fresh in terms of the mythology.
Me too.
I didn't go back and dig back into the Odyssey. I wanted to come in fresh. And so a lot of this stuff felt new to me.
Me too.
I was like, wait, what's going to happen at the end of this?
And he switched up a lot.
He did switch up some stuff.
Yeah, because the Cyclops, first of all, Cyclops just wanted to make his cheese.
I feel bad for the Cyclops.
Cyclops, bro, he had the cheese
going.
They was
in his crib.
They came in his house, ate his cheese, then poked him in the eye?
Right.
He's like, bro, I'm just, and you know he ain't selling the cheese.
He ate them though.
But I'm saying like, he has, I feel
he
you.
Was completely.
But it wasn't a vicious eat.
It was just like, matter of fact, it was like, oh, it's snacks.
It's like you coming home and there's a bowl of chips.
He ate two soldiers and went to bed. Can you imagine your homies getting eaten alive and then, shit, crazy. What a day, yo. What a day out there, man. These sheep, man. They just ate two of your boys. They was your boys all throughout military. Steve! Roderick! And you can't even cry out because then he might see you. He's just like... He's just like... The cheese ain't worth it, man.
He didn't have no blanket, but I felt like he was like...
Oh, he would have covered smooth, man. Up.
All right, y'all.
Man.
Sorry about that for y'all, boy.
Because that's the way to end the day. Oh, man, where these snacks come from? Hell yeah.
He did it like it was some mozzarella, I mean, a string cheese. He's like, oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Ooh,
string cheese.
Nice. With the bed.
Good night.
Good night.
Now you poking my one eye?
It's dark in there, too. We trapped in here. He trapped in there, man. And so... I thought that was a great scene.
Oh, when that Cyclops screamed.
Oh, yeah, that scream.
The sound entered my body. It was so loud.
Yeah.
I felt him. He was like, oh.
Yeah, man. That's like, his only eye. It's bro. Not like he had another. He could walk around with a patch on his eye. I mean, he still can't.
Got the patch. It's a headband.
They did him dirty, man. He was minding his own business.
That scene, my favorite scene, the witch.
The witch to turn him into.
Cersei. Cersei. Oh, yeah. Just like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't notice the armor in the backyard. When she said, put your stuff out here. Dead man's stuff.
I've been like, wait a minute. How many people come through here?
Piles of armor. They was like, man, I'm hungry. I don't care nothing about none of that.
Like, yo. Soldiers don't have questions.
Like, I've been like,
man. I'm a question asking person. So, you get a lot of guests coming through?
What's all the armor?
All the shields and vests. So, soldiers always come through here. Just small talk. Just small talk. So, how long you been taking soldiers in? I'd have had questions. Where they? They left without the equipment?
They're naked?
That's rare.
Is there like a skinny dipping?
We never leave our equipment behind.
Never. You got loads of it.
That's the golden rule.
They was like, man, stew. And what was in the stew?
That stew didn't look good. Like, what was that long, clear piece? what was that?
I was like, man.
Entrails?
They was sucking that long part for long. I was like, is this octopus udon?
They didn't is make it the ramen? Soup look good at all,
and then the way
man.
They was eating it, they was all like possessed.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, this is disgusting me.
Man.
And then when she pulled them faces, I said,
she was working.
Man.
She was like, let's get the faces going, man. Bring your nose down. Just work. Let's get the ears. Yeah, yeah. And
they was it was eating. Disgusting.
Still eating.
And then when Disney's grabbed that bird, he's like, I know that's your nigga. Somebody is. That bird says, all right, chill. I'll kill this bird.
You got him saying for something. She's like, I kill him, I'll snap this crow's neck.
She's like, all right, chill.
All right.
And then when she was like, back into your disguises,
yeah.
When they turned back into men.
Yeah.
tweet. That little bird was like, the little Twitter was in there. That's your problem. She was on Twitter for a little bit. But I love that because she was like, you know, this is who these men are.
Yeah.
Like, eventually, they might not have abuse me now, mm-hmm. But eventually,
yes,
they was gonna abuse. So yeah,
she knew,
she wasn't wrong.
She knew what they was.
If that bird wasn't home, they would have been pigs.
Oh yeah, for
forever.
Sure.
And yep. I like that. My other favorite scene. This part I had forgot about the mythology completely.
Uh huh.
The Lagistinos.
Oh yeah.
The Lagistarians.
Yeah.
Man, Tone, can you imagine me and you in battle? And if we run it. And these niggas come out and smack my head off.
Oh, man.
They were smacking.
Smacking heads off, slapping people through trees. The trees are getting in on it like, yeah, trapping. Trapping. The trees was trapping people. And I love the fact there's no explanation, there's no intro, there's no, oh, these are the people of, we don't know what the hell's going on. They just killing everything, moving.
There's no time.
Get on the ship. Fuck your ship. They're not even saying that. They just like, man, break it down. And you on the ship leaving and you just seeing the homies. Just
they was
work.
Boxing the ship. They was, the dudes on the broken ship was like, hey, y'all. Oh, Disney was like, I don't know, man.
My bad, Jaws. Come with us.
Can you imagine a nigga punching your ship and it's breaking?
It's breaking down, man. No explanation, no conversation. That's it. And I love the fact we don't know nothing else about him.
No, they didn't talk.
That was just
straight
like,
hands.
That kid was like, ah.
That was it.
Pat, smack, slap, kill, murder, pillage, chase, run. Let's get the hell out of here, y'all. That's it. Don't come back. That's how the island is in real life. That island where they've been out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And anybody that comes close, they get killed.
Because I don't feel like they killed one of them dudes.
They killed one.
They got one?
I saw him shoot an arrow at one of them and hit him.
Oh, he did. Just like
I seen Christine. One.
Oh,
yeah, I don't even know if he died. He might have just been
he probably
like,
was dark.
Good. Pat. Strong backhands, man. Imagine if we still lived like that. We just pulling up on random places. This place looks all right. Run, man. Josh, get the van going. Get the van going, man. I thought we can get gas here.
So many of their escapades end with them running back to the ship.
Tough. And they had to take out some escapades.
Yeah, they did.
They was like, man.
They didn't have time for all of them. But that scene was so good. I love the shade scene when they was all black. And that's when...
Hades.
Yeah. Ellen Page. Who was that Hades? He was in some Christopher Nolan movies before, wasn't he?
Oh, the dude that was giving the blind one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's James Remar. He's Dexter's dad.
Oh, that's who it was?
Yeah.
Dexter's dad. He was in Welcome to Derry. Welcome to Derry.
Yes, welcome
he's
to Derry.
He's the general, right?
48 hours.
Man,
he's been around for a long time.
Sinon's little scene when he was like, right. Man, I believe y'all.
Yeah, I believe y'all.
And he was like, because
the cool part, they never told him the plan.
Man, watch out.
Y'all was in that whole time? Y'all was in the horse the whole time?
Come on, man. Tone, why? Can you imagine? I needed to, if I told you, you wouldn't have been believable.
They would have got it out of you.
For sure. So I couldn't tell. Yeah, man, watch
cold.
Out, Odysseus.
That's cold.
I hate you, man.
But where was Senna when they, because they had to build the horse. That's for one.
That part confused me.
Then they had to load up in there. What was Senna doing?
So
you didn't see, hey, man, what y'all doing getting in that horse? You didn't see that? You didn't. What was Troy, right?
Troy,
when they brought the horse out, ain't nobody looking out the window.
So I was going balls deep in this.
Yeah.
There was like the whole Zeus's Law thing. They was just like, man, this is a gift.
I get why they brought it in.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the construction. Oh,
nobody was overlooking over it.
Yeah,
like looking out the window, like
y'all not seeing. Wait, the soldiers are gone. You had to build that goddamn horse. You had to load it up.
The ship parts, probably. They probably broke a ship.
It wasn't even the woods. They out flatland sand. You can see cast miles away. What they building down there? Hey, who getting in?
Maybe they thought they just built it as a gift and then was like, all right, y'all won.
And then you got to bring it. You got to deliver. That shit was heavy.
It took everybody in there.
Man, that was a city effort.
That was like 45,000 people pulling chains. It took all day. And then they were stabbing it. Remember they stabbed old boy?
And they had to wipe the blade. Like, shut the hell up. I got stabbed, man.
And he got stabbed right
he
there.
He got stabbed clean. I'd have been like, ah, fuck.
I knew it.
Out of room.
And they got machine guns now.
Out of room, the whole room. Once they shake me up, piss. Fuck. All right, y'all, they in there. That movie would have been over in 15
My
minutes.
Bad, didn't know we was getting stabbed.
I didn't know they was going to stab me in here, man. Damn it. I'd have been talking to they got me, y'all. Cam, Josh, they stabbed me, man. The jig is up, y'all. Just,
just open it up.
Shut the hell up, y'all. They heard us already, man. They get, they about to set us on fire. Oh, we didn't even think about setting y'all on fire. That's a good idea. Oh, shit, y'all. We gonna roll. Let's roll this together, y'all.
I'm not the right guy, man.
Don't roll this just yet. Let me die off from the stab wound first. I don't want to burn it down.
I'm hot, Toad. I'm not a real man like that.
I'm sorry, man.
I'd have been like, ah, out. Shut up, Kev. Nigga, you didn't get stabbed.
Yark.
I got stabbed. Yeah, hey, y'all. This was Odysseus's plan. O-D. I always get confused. E-Y-S-E-S. No, Y. You know Odysseus,
you
y'all.
You know his name.
It was him.
We got a latch in the chest piece of the horse. Just come on in, y'all. Just open it up, man. That's how we getting out. I'd have ruined it on the stab, though. Hey,
but when they open that gate, first of all, that nigga Agamemnon,
yeah,
that's that nigga right there. He don't talk. He also don't fight.
He don't do nothing.
But he got the fit off.
Once you get the right fit, all you gotta do is wear it.
This man, what's up, y'all?
That's all you gotta do is
black
wear it,
with gold trim. I got the bones in a ponytail, black with gold trim. You can't get this at Shein, nigga.
Yeah, man.
This is Nordstrom.
If you ever see him without the helmet on, you lose respect.
Oh, for sure.
Like, oh, this, oh, man. Man, load up, y'all. They soft down here, man. But
that nigga, when they opened the door and he was standing there, I said, y'all finna die.
And people was hating on that look online when they initially dropped the picture.
Hate on Agamemnon?
They was hating on the Agamemnon look initially when they first dropped that photo image of
that
him.
That was, I bought my ticket right then.
I thought it was fire.
I didn't even remember Agamemnon.
People been fussing the whole time.
And this is what I like about Christopher Nolan. Y'all, you said all that stuff. Racism, sexism, transphobia, woke right, all that. $650
million. $666
million
in 2.5
weeks. You
can't
even hate watch it. That nigga went, took you to the cleaners immediately.
And then people that's hating, they watched it.
I seen them. They was like, well, most of it was actually good. I seen some people like, let's just move on, y'all.
Shut the hell up, man. They fudging the numbers, man. Fudge your numbers.
Also, when Agamemnon took them clothes off, nigga had no aura and got stabbed
That's what
up.
I'm saying.
Lupita Nyong'o was like, you killed my baby?
She knew the real him. She knew how he rolled without the get up.
He's on soft without the clothes.
He was on soft.
Full hard on with the helmet.
He flaccid McGee.
Flaccid McGee when he was
and
naked.
She knew
was
it. Got his ass. And she looked good as hell.
Man, watch out. I said, hell of Detroit, nigga. I don't care if hell of Detroit.
She looked good as hell.
She was
when she
fine.
Set him up, I was like, see, now that's how you start a war right there. That's the face. She looked good as hell.
Base
plotting
had launched 10,000 ships.
Hell yeah.
Stab him up.
Shanky.
He was in there. He had the clothes on the death, though. He was like, let me get my fit before
let me
y'all
get
take
the fit back on when I'm in Hades, man. I can't lose the aura. So he got his aura.
Can you
back.
Imagine going, if you have that fit your whole life, then you go to Hades with the hoop shorts.
Oh, my God.
And a hoodie, like, hey, no, man,
they
I got a whole
you.
Thing, y'all.
They'd be like, who is this nigga? No, I'm Agamemnon.
Agamemnon.
Oh, you ain't. Oh, you ain't, dog.
All right, let's switch gears. How much time we got, Joshy? Okay, we got hella stuff to cover still.
Oh, but I want to also highlight Robert Pattinson.
That's why I was going to ask you favorite performances was my next question.
Oh, I thought we was moving on to movies. Okay.
No. Oh, no. I want to move on to the rest of this
conversation. Gotcha. Favorite performances?
Yes.
John Leguizamo.
Phil.
John Leguizamo.
Also, what a career of range.
Oh, my God. You talk about range.
He's done everything from super comedy
yes.
to that Booger movie.
With like fully all-in comedy, like The Pest.
The Pest.
You know what I'm saying? Tu Wong Fu, Carlito's
yes.
Way, Romeo
yes.
and Juliet, John Wick.
Yes.
That movie Empire.
Yes.
So he going to give you crime, gangster stuff.
He was perfect.
Yeah, he was great.
And I believed he was vision impaired.
I believed every molecule.
They was roughing him up. They threw the dog on the dung heap.
Yep.
He was tossing puppies off the cliff. What was that?
It was a different time.
Why was he tossing the dogs off?
Spartans was tossing kids off the mountaintop.
But why did he throw the dogs off?
They weren't good dogs, man. It's like how it's cruel.
Every dog is a good dog. Nah. You hear me? And also just let him go run. That nigga was like,
nah, man,
I was tall. Like, hey, man.
Cruel, but you know, we're looking at it with today's eyes, first of all. And dogs will do that to their own litter.
That's true.
If they know the litter.
That's intercommunal.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't jump in there.
Yeah, yeah. They'd be like, man, these puppies is fucked up.
That's what they said.
That's what the mothers say. These puppies ain't it. No, no. They'd be like, nah, man, y'all don't want these dogs. I saw it with my own eyes. This shit is heartbreaking.
Really?
We had a dog named Kina, and this was like maybe her fourth or fifth litter that she had. And she was just taking them out one by one, just kind of like laying on them, suffocating them. So we're like, no. So we grabbed the remaining puppies and we tried to.
You saw a dog murder?
Yeah, we tried to keep them alive. We were bottle feeding them. They was dying off one by one.
She was like, y'all just wasting time.
I was like, I'm telling you, those dogs are not good. I'm like, nah, hell no. I was feeding them puppies, man. It was a big one. I was like, this one's going to make it right here. This is going to be the one.
By the way, speaking of dogs, I want to hear what you say.
Yeah.
When Odysseus's dog recognized him and then died, I was like, Monty! I came up and talked to Monty. Would you wait for me for 17 years when they tore up my house and die immediately when I come back? That dog was like, Odysseus.
I knew he was coming back.
Man, my eyes were wiggly. Okay, John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Pattinson.
Somebody get these beggars out of here. I've been saying that every... The blink sells the
beggars
line.
Beggars out of here. just the...
Somebody get these beggars out of here. Hard AR.
He said beggars so hard.
Hard AR. They gave him a race-based film based on that line ago. Robert Pattinson in Coon Killer. Yes.
Right.
And I bet
and
you
this is
he
not
didn't
his first time working with
no.
Chris.
Christopher Nolan gonna run them back. He done. Oh, yeah, Matt Damon had three. Pattinson was in. What was he in? He was in Tenet.
He's in Tenet. I think Tenet was his first one, right?
Yeah, he was in Tenet. This is his second
he
one.
He always has connective tissue actor wise.
And Hathaway three.
One to the next.
Matt Damon three. He was in. Was it Interstellar?
He's in Interstellar. He was in.
One more. Yeah. Oh, Oppenheimer. He was in Oppenheimer. Yeah.
There's always connective tissue. So so these casts that we've seen for the first time, they're probably going to be back one
for sure.
He's probably going to have Lupita back. He's probably going to have John Leguizamo back.
Oh, he giving Lupita a star role. Y'all was mad about this?
Yeah.
Because she did with such little real estate.
Right.
She delivered a performance.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
He did his thing, dog.
He did his thing.
Because that's a lot of pressure, man.
I feel like I ain't seen Matt, no disrespect, carry a solo movie in a minute. I didn't think he was.
Since The Martian. Yep.
And he carried Odysseus's pain. Real quick, I want to make a quick aside. The switch from Odysseus being like all pride, all hubris to a PTSD version of Odysseus, they became the sea people.
Yeah.
They're the rulers of the sea people who don't respect Zeus's law. He was like, yo, we was terrible. Yeah. When we came out of that horse, man, we was wilding, man.
And I like how they saved that for the end.
Man, it was great. Because usually it's like Odysseus is the smartest, he's the best, and he's brilliant. And now Odysseus is like, I feel really bad about this, man.
And the fact that, you know, it's kind of up to us to interpret that.
Yeah.
Was Zendaya really a real person? And now... She's haunting him as Athena? Or is Athena real? And that's what she really looks like.
I think Athena, personally, I think she took the form of that priestess in the outside of her temple. Uh-huh. When they cut Athena's head off, she took the form to haunt him.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Because like you violated, because in the story, Athena's more helpful.
Oh, yeah.
To like Telemachus.
Telemachus. They was rolling up a lot. There's, like, the guys was interfering tough. In the,
yeah.
In the
She's the one that gets Mentor to, like, help him. Yeah. You know, by the way, Mentor being the Greek name for, like, somebody who guides you. I was like, man, that is Mentor.
Yeah.
Like, that's like if your name was Comedy.
Right.
Like, Commodus. What this dude is known for.
He's funny,
Commodus?
Man. Commodus.
This is Commodus Baker.
Commodus always had the
My name is Mentor. What do you do? So what I do mostly is the mentor. I like help guide young men who are looking for the I'm like a guiding figure.
Yeah.
Oh, so your name is just what you do. Yeah, mostly just mentor is what I gotta do until they kill stab me up. But yeah, I think performance wise
he was layered. He was carrying those layers of
Tom.
Because he did have those moments of just like, I'm this guy. And he was
when he
stubborn,
shot the Cyclops.
He was going against his crew, like, you know, but then the internal conflict, the longing, then the confidence,
I'm going to defy the gods.
Yeah.
To the moment when them niggas had a barbecue when he told them not to.
God, that was so funny.
Tom. He was looking for them.
That was so funny. Because he was already, like, keeping secrets from them. He didn't tell them about, like, yo. We're going to have to come across, it's going to be a whirlpool, or we got to go to this six-headed monster. I got to make a decision. I'm going to pick the six. Six of y'all going to die. You couldn't tell. He couldn't tell him that.
He got to make the choice as the leader.
Had to make the choice.
Yeah.
And that was funny when he made the decision. Man. We did it, Odysseus. Hell yeah. That's monster.
He was like.
He was mad excited, dog. Because they highlighted his excitement.
For sure.
Yeah, the camera on here. He's like, yeah. Odysseus, man. Whew, that whirlpool almost got us, man. You. It was just grabbing up six.
And then tossing
they
you
got
into
the most excited six. Get the most excited six up out of here.
Because they didn't believe.
Yeah.
We told them about the six.
They're like, woo! and then when they was on Helios Island or whatever, they're like, yo, man, we could chill here, we could just eat grains and fruit, which is right up my alley.
That's all they said.
I'd have survived.
You would have been right with Odysseus. You would have been in there with the carnage.
I'd be like, I told them not to, man, come on.
Tony would have had the bowl of fruit.
Hell yeah. I'm like, I love this.
Avocado toast, y'all. I told y'all.
I've been telling y'all get in on this avocado toast. Now, Odysseus, man, I know they say your whole crew got to die, but bring me with you. I never ate the cattle.
He looked so disappointed, Tom. When he came over the edge, he was like.
He went to bed, dog. He woke up like, I know these cats. Once he woke up and saw that they wasn't around.
He smelled the barbecue.
I know these niggas is grilling it up. He went over there. They was down there and they're like, See, you got to put the sauce on it. You go, oh, hell, this is. And we know what we doing, man. Fuck it. Fuck it. If we're going to die, we're going to die with ribs. They were just sitting in that little hole they created. Fuck, you've been lying to us the whole time, man. Fuck it. We're going to have brisket, nigga. We're going to have brisket.
I could see myself being like, man, I'm sorry, bro.
You only live once, man.
We gonna die. We gonna
fingers
die.
Greasy.
And I know the Last Supper brisket. Oh, I know that was fire.
Woo, that brisket was good.
Because they turned around, they was like, "Sorry."
They was like, "Hey, man, get in on this, man. You looking at us now because you ain't had none. Get in on this,
they
man."
They was going to town. We got oxtail over here. Pork. We got shoulder loin, sirloin, chuck. Carne asada.
Whatever you need. I can see why the guys didn't want us barbecuing this. Because this shit here, Ruth, Chris ain't got nothing on this. Come down in here, Odysseus.
Oh, my God.
And then they were like, man, the weather changed. Let's get back on the ocean. Well, fuck it.
They died. Just take some of that in my pocket.
They had meat in their pockets on the ship. Like, we ain't going to make it. They was like, ugh. Protein.
Oh my God.
They was like, this is some ribs worth dying
for.
Oh my
God. I for sure would. If I made it all the way, that would have been it. Man, watch out, Odysseus. Nigga, we got ribs. Man, watch out. We got ribs, nigga. Boom the little bow on that. I'm tired of
it. We had ribs is mad for.
I can't eat another leafy green. That cow walk around plump, delicious. Man, watch out. I got this Lowry's in my rucksack. I done had this Lowry's for 17 years, man. Fire it up. Cue up the oxtail stew, man. Lady turned me into a pig, man. Watch out.
You wasn't the pig, so you don't know what it was like. Nigga, get the ribs going, man. Quandas can make some fire-ass brisket. Quandas, get it going, dog. Like, promise me a good time. Quandas be killing the cookouts.
All right, before we close, Tony, Oscar predictions. How many Oscars does The Odyssey get nominated for? What are the categories?
Okay, so you're getting an Oscar nomination for cinematography. Sound design, original score, set design, production design, all that good stuff. All the technicals, they in there.
That's four.
They in there. Mm-hmm. Possible five, because I'm probably missing
five,
another.
Four and a possible. We going five.
Okay. So for the majors, you're getting best picture. Six. Remember, you got 10 nominees you can do
for
best picture. So it's definitely in there.
For sure.
Best picture, best director.
Yep.
Now, you could get a couple people on the supporting.
Yes.
So, Samantha Morton is getting the Oscar nomination.
For sure.
You know, she's getting that.
She's for sure.
She is shoe-in.
Shoe-in.
And Hathaway might get another nomination for this role.
She might.
She might
get
another.
She probably won't beat out Samantha, though.
Now, if they have her as supporting or actress.
Supporting. If they're in the same category.
So, So she'd be up against Samantha.
Yeah.
They double up.
Yeah.
So those are the two.
And then, that's a real supporting role.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Samantha's was like, almost like Viola Davis's Doubt. Like, right. I ain't through the whole movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Penelope you these 12 minutes, though.
Yeah.
You going to remember these 12.
Oh, yeah. She was unforgettable.
I said, man, this lady's crazy. I don't know why yet. Pig witch.
Yeah. And she wasn't even overdoing it.
She was like, no, half your film. Yeah. Take your film. That's nine.
So she getting that nomination. I think Anne Hathaway is going to get another one because the Oscars already love her.
Yep.
I think John Leguizamo might get
for
one.
For sure.
I would love it if he does. I think Robert Pattinson has a case as well.
You think so?
Yeah.
On the supporter?
Yeah. Yeah. I hated him so good.
Somebody get these niggers out of here. That's what I heard. he said nigger. Somebody get these niggers out of here. That's what he said. That's his internal monologue. Because he delivered it too well to say beggars. He looked right at Corey Hawkins.
These beggars out of here. The blinking, dog. The blinks was crazy.
The blinks was like, he was disgusted by y'all. I don't even want to see you beggars.
Robert Pattinson is a good actor, dog.
You know what's funny about Robert Pattinson? I feel like in some ways, kicking his career off mostly with the Twilight severely hindered how people viewed his acting ability.
Yeah.
Because all that Edward stuff for all them years, you just be like, oh, you just, we just gonna put you in those little
you
kid
just
things.
Fluff. Yeah, yeah.
He really beat Mickey 17. Robert Pattinson was like,
I haven't seen that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Unlike any role I've ever seen him. Yeah. And I didn't even love that movie. I like that director. He directed Parasite.
Right.
Bong Hyun.
I always forget.
You know what I'm saying? Bong.
Parasite director.
Parasite director.
Yep.
But that to Batman to Tenet to Odyssey.
He does a lot of smaller films where he can really dig into these big art house, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then he does the big stuff like this.
Yep.
When you look at Batman, you look at this, you look at all these different roles.
Yeah.
His range is crazy.
He's a great Lighthouse. Brooding Batman.
So he is, man, like I would have never have foreseen where his career would go in terms of, like,
sure.
When you look at Twilight, I only saw one Twilight. Right?
Yeah, I didn't see any. I said that, I'm out.
He was just going to fluff off.
I'm out. Get me out of here.
But I think he might get a nomination for this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Matt Damon going to get
That's 11.
Yeah. That's 11. 11 on the minimum.
You don't think best screenplay?
Possibly.
Yeah, I could get that. I could see best screenplay.
I love
Nolan.
I honestly feel like this might get a nomination.
Oh, ensemble.
Oh, they got the ensemble.
They
definitely
get ensemble. Yeah.
Ensemble for sure. For and they sure. got the stunt one too now, right?
They do have stunt. They do have stunt.
The Odyssey might go ahead and get nominated for every single category they might. Except for short film and animated. And foreign.
I could see a world where they eclipse Sinners on most nominations.
Yeah.
I could see them be like, somebody get these niggers out of here. Y'all got the best awards for a nigger movie? Man, watch out.
I think this might be the most nominated film.
In history.
Yeah.
And it's everything Hollywood loves.
Yeah.
Nolan.
Because they checked all the boxes on the categories.
Box office. Because don't they have like a box office category too now? What was it? Was that Golden Globes?
Golden Globes got the box office?
They did something about, there was some award that was box office.
Oh.
It rewarded box office success.
You got my attention on that.
I can't remember. Maybe I'm tripping, but okay.
Yeah. That was good.
All right, man. Tune in next time we talk about something else.
The end is...
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.